I'm in shock, honestly. It was just absolutely crazed that it happened as fast as it did, and it happened the way that it did.
That was Ryan Berg, the music director of Mana'o Radio in Maui. On Tuesday evening, a fire broke out on the island in the historic Lahaina, which is on the western side of Maui. The fire has left at least 36 dead, and thousands are currently displaced, as the entire community has been incinerated. Berg has been with Maui's community radio station since 2019, and he says natural disasters aren't new, but this is different.
We've had some fires. There was a rather large one in 2019 that I got caught up in the middle of, actually. I was with my mother in Kihei, and we had to kind of shelter in place while that fire went on. That was not, it did some damage, but nothing to the extent that this one is doing right now. And I think because of the way that the climate crisis that we're facing, and the fact that it's just getting drier and hotter here, and we have more drought conditions, things just went completely south.
The cause of the fire is still being investigated, but the devastating results can be attributed to the 74-mile-per-hour winds from Hurricane Dora, coupled with Maui's unusually dry climate, creating the perfect recipe for disaster.
When the first fires happened, they were upcountry in Kula, and I think there was some small fires spread about the west side as well, which is where Lahaina is. And when we went to bed that night, we were thinking, okay, so the fires in Kula are strong, and the winds are strong enough that, there was no way to get helicopters in to fight them, but we weren't sure what was going to happen. Some people had been evacuated from Kula and even some from Kihei, but then they were allowed to go back. The next morning when I woke up, I realized that Lahaina was essentially gone. And to any of your listeners who have never been to Maui, Lahaina was the original capital of the Hawaiian Islands way back when it was still a kingdom. And it had been in existence for at least 200 years in terms of Western involvement. And it was a city that was basically very much a tourist hub, with a lot of old wooden buildings and a real kind of quaint blended feeling of a very native Hawaiian and also British sensibility, because it was a whaling town. Another DJ, Marcus Springs, was actually in or on the west side when this happened, and he talked about how he was watching the wind blow into the ocean as opposed to what normally comes with the ocean, and it was pushing the tides back. That's how strong it was. He talks about telephone poles getting knocked over by the wind, and really strong palm trees that normally can resist wind were also getting knocked down. Basically, when the fire blew through, I believe it took a lot of people completely by surprise by virtue of the wind and how quickly it moved, and the fact that it's a tourist destination, and there were a lot of people there, and it blew through, and it destroyed the better part of Lahaina, which is a hard thing for me to fathom.
Mana'o's radio station is in Wailuku, the northern central part of the island, which was unscathed by the flames. However, its supporters and community members who live in the west in Lahaina have lost everything.
They lost their homes. They lost their businesses. One set of our friends had a charter boat business, and the flames went into the harbor. And because there is gas and oil in the harbor, it caught those boats on fire, and they lost their boat, it's just a hard thing to fathom. I mean, the footage that I've seen looks like it was out of a disaster movie. So we're all just trying to come to grips with what happened. And we also understand that building this stuff back will take time, both in the near term and the long term. And I am so happy that I am a volunteer of Mana'o Radio, because I'm sure the board and the group in general is busy trying to coordinate efforts to relieve things both in the near term and in the long term.
The island's two hospitals were inundated with burn victims, and telecommunication systems across the island were down, including 911, which is why community radio played a critical role during this emergency, as highlighted by the music director.
Yeah, so when this happened, the DJs on staff were given things to read and resources to put out to people. I mean, that's the great thing about a community radio station. We're not beholden to any sort of commercial interests per se. And so we can do what we need to do as we need to do it, and also disseminate news as much as they could. Like you said, the cell service went down over on the west side, which was the hardest hit, and also they lost power. I've heard horror stories from people both up country and also in Lahaina where, like, they had no power, they had no way to communicate with anybody. And I've seen a few, like, there are even people, like, emailing into the General Mana'o, like, you know, email asking about relatives and friends, and I feel, like, just gutted that I can't, and none of us can really help out with that, because we don't know. We don't know how to find these people. We don't know what their situation stations are. So we're just trying to do the best that we can as we can. And again, that's one of the great things about being part of a community radio station. You are part of the community, and you are a very vital part of it. And so we're just trying to find the best niche we can get into and the best ways we can help people, both, you know, near-term and long-term, for what's going on.
Since Tuesday evening, hundreds of acres have been scorched, and with it, over 200 homes. Evacuations remain in place, and many are fleeing to other nearby islands. The fire has yet to be contained, but resources from other Hawaiian islands and the mainlands are being utilized to fight the fire. But today, Ryan says conditions are improving.
So there are still some uncontrolled fires. The winds have died down significantly, which will make, you know, controlling them, I think, a little bit more manageable. Right now, I believe there's still some uncontrolled fires on the west side near Lahaina. I don't think Kanapale got hit, which is very fortunate. That's another real strong tourist destination. And we have firefighters from neighboring islands coming to help, which is great. And right now where I live in Wailuku, it's been raining, which has been incredibly fortunate. I feel very grateful for that. But the rest of the island really could use that rain as well. And we're just trying to, like I said, find our way through this. I hope that the fires will be more contained and out over the next 24 to 48 hours. But I feel very strongly for our fire, you know, people, because they've been at it for, you know, what seems like about 2 days now.
He answered the question on all of our minds. How we can support.
The resources I can point people to right now are the following ones. The Hawaiian Red Cross, which is at www.redcross.org/local/Hawaii. There's Share Your Mana, which is share, all one word, Share Your Mana, MANA.org. There's the Hawaiian People's Fund Maui Aloha Campaign. And that's HawaiiPeoplesFund.networkforgood.com, Hawaii Community Foundation Maui Strong Fund, and that's www.HawaiiCommunityFoundation.org/home. And there's Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, Kaoku Maui Fund, /match. Those are places to start. I know we'll find more things, and I know Mana'o will probably lead the effort with some benefit concerts and some other functions, but that with still very early days, and we're still kind of like, you know, in the shock, you know, regathering portion of our experience.
Within KMUD's broadcasting region of Northern California, we have always had fire a part of our natural landscape. However, due to its prohibition and drought conditions, fires have grown in size, and with it, its destruction. But Maui, a tropical island known for its moisture and lush vegetation, it almost seems impossible that a fire on this catastrophic scale could occur. So we asked Ryan if he believes that climate change may have fueled this disaster.
I would hope so, because I can't see any other way that this occurred, given that Lahaina had been, you know, essentially untouched by disaster of any kind for, 100 plus years. This is very, very unusual. And I think that's part of the reason that we're going to see probably a greater number in the death toll and in the injuries, because I think people were just completely took by surprise, and it just blew down like a cyclone of fire, essentially, through, like, you know, like Front Street, and which is, as we mentioned, very packed in. It's a very dense place with a lot of wooden structures. My thinking is that, you know, the islands have been under drought condition for the better part of a decade or two at this point in time. And there is no other explanation for the winds and the conditions and everything that happened that led to this moment in time. So I'm a firm believer that we are in a climate crisis right now, and that we are experiencing a number of climate crises. And the sooner we all pivot to this as small local groups, municipalities, cities, counties, states, and as countries, the better off we will be, and the better off like the people that will follow us on Earth will be. But, it remains to be seen. I think that, unfortunately, we are at the behest of strong capitalist forces that will endeavor to continue to sell us things as opposed to making life better and more equitable for ourselves and those that follow. So all we can do is all we can on the ground right now.
The director of the Hawaii State Department of Transportation is asking people to reschedule their vacations, as all non-essential travel to Maui is strongly discouraged. And for the tourists who are currently visiting, they are asked to leave. Some commercial airliners have been pitching in and are providing discounted flights off the island.
We are very sorry that right now we can't welcome guests and visitors here. It's just a critical situation where we need to kind of batten the hatches down and figure out what's wrong and what needs repairing and how to move forward. We hope that in the future we will basically be once again back open for business in a much more public way. But for the time being, we really appreciate all the warmth, all the love, all the support, all the donations monetarily and volunteer-wise that we've been receiving, and we will continue to solicit those as we move forward.
In the meantime, Mana'o Radio is continuing to broadcast. On the island, they are 91.7. And on the mainland, you can catch them online at mana'oradio.com. And for the full list of resources on how you can help, you can visit the KMUD News Facebook page. Reporting from Northern California, I'm Lauren Schmidt.